Attorney General Doug Gansler. I understand the Supreme Court has issued a ruling today that would most likely meet your approval. What was your reaction?
Well, it does. This was a resounding victory for law enforcement here in Maryland and throughout the United States, because we are now able to continue using what is essentially the 21st century fingerprint and identify people who have committed violent crimes in the past, and to also identify those who have not committed those violent crimes in the past. So it's a great victory for law enforcement and also for civil libertarians.
In the dissent, one of the justices said this is essentially an overreach by police agencies, and I assume you wouldn't agree with that assessment, correct?
Well, it's not an overreach by police agencies whatsoever. It actually makes sure that we have that the law enforcement community knows exactly who committed the crimes and who did not. And all that this is being used for is to identify a person that was at a previous crime scene. It doesn't mean that that person is going to be found guilty necessarily. And look, in today's law enforcement world, a police officer arrests somebody, they handcuff them, they can pat them from top to bottom. If they're in a car, they can search the car. If they're in a home, they can search the home. They can stick a needle in them and draw blood, and they can strip search them before they put them into a jail cell, and they can take their fingerprints. Clearly, touching a swab on the inside of someone's cheek is not any greater of an invasion of privacy. And on the contrary, it tells you exactly who committed these crimes that otherwise would remain unsolved.
What does this do to the status of the Alonzo King case? Where does that shake out right now?
Well, it remains the same. So he remains incarcerated for this crime. It also means that all criminals that have been convicted based on DNA evidence will remain in prison. And frankly, it means that all criminals that were convicted based on fingerprint evidence will remain in prison. One of the concerns we always had about this case is, if for whatever reason the Supreme Court were to decide that this was not constitutional, the concern was that they would also have to find that the taking of fingerprints was unconstitutional, because they're exactly the same, just one's a better technology than the other.
What directives, would any directives be coming from your office or elsewhere in terms of reinitiating the collection of DNA by police agencies? Understood that in Maryland the police have essentially put that on hold. What's going to happen with that now?
No, it's the exact opposite. What happened was the Supreme Court Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, foreseeing that this would happen, said that the police did not have to stop collecting. There was never a discontinuation of the collection of DNA. We've been taking the DNA all along, and we'll continue to be able to take the DNA into the future, so that we can continue to solve cases that would otherwise not be solved.
Right. So
there's no directive. The only directive from our office would have been to have it gone the other way. We would have to direct the state police and others to no longer collect DNA. Unfortunately, that did not happen.
And that disabuses us of a misunderstanding. So the police did not put that on or stop doing it for any great length of time, correct?
That's exactly right. Because, you know, we asked the Supreme Court to stay. It's more law than you want to know, but we asked the Supreme Court to stay the implementation of the Maryland Court of Appeals decision. That is, you know, the Maryland Court of Appeals said, this is unconstitutional, you need to stop taking DNA. The Supreme Court said, no, you don't need to implement that decision yet. We are going to take a look at this case, and we'll let you know. Well, say they let us know, in fact, that we can continue to take DNA here in Maryland and across the United States.
What is your assessment of DNA evidence? You compared it to fingerprinting and so forth, but it sounds like DNA is perhaps the major tool of law enforcement in this day and age now. Would that be a fair assessment?
Well, it's two things. One, since you know the O.J. Simpson trial and you know with all these television shows, juries actually expect to see DNA evidence now. They now know what it is. They understand it. They know what it means and what it does not mean. So that's one thing. But it's really the it's a modern technology. It's a 21st century fingerprint. It's a modern technology of fingerprints. Now, in some crimes, the person who committed that crime leaves DNA at the scene of that crime. But in other crimes, they don't leave DNA, they leave fingerprints. And in other crimes, yet, they leave, a photograph of themselves on a surveillance camera. So there's different ways to identify people from previous crimes. DNA just happens to be one of them. The reality is DNA is typically left in the more violent cases, the murders, the rapes, than, say, the shoplifting type case.
Okay. Any other thoughts that you care to add?
No, I think it's I think it's good. I think it's a great victory for everybody, really. I mean, this is this will allow us to continue to go forward. I mean, I personally tried a rape case of a woman named Hollis Church. She'd been raped by a guy who came in the back glass door of her house, beat her, raped her, tortured her for hours, and then left. He had a mask over his face. She never thought that person would be apprehended. Years later, that person was arrested in Virginia for a different crime. There was a DNA hit. We went to court. I personally tried the case, and now he's in jail. And she thought that case would never be solved. She woke up every day thinking about it, and then it was solved. So it's for the Hollis Church victims and others that this is a great day.